Are you feeling like you're working hard, but not necessarily working smart? Do your days feel packed with tasks, but at the end of the week, you're still wondering if you move the needle? In this episode, I'm going to dive into the 4E framework to help you understand where your time is really going. We'll talk about the difference between getting things done and moving your business forward, and why it's so easy to get stuck in the day-to-day grind, and how to start making time for the most important, yet often neglected, work of all. Let's get into it. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Welcome back, small business leaders. I'm so happy you're here. Today, I want to have a little heart-to-heart with you about how you are spending your working days. Not your team, not your business bestie, you. And I want to say this, from one entrepreneur to another, I know the feeling of juggling multiple tasks, wearing too many hats, and constantly switching between the hustle and the grind. But I want you to ask yourself, is that really how we should be spending our time? As a business leader, is that how we should be spending our time? While you think about that, I want to dive a little bit into a framework I like to call the 4 E's. And the 4 E's represent 4 categories of work that take up your time as business leader. And those 4 E's are executing, evaluating, entrusting, and envisioning. Executing, hands-on tasks you're actively doing. Evaluating, all those decisions and assessments you need to make on a day-to-day basis. Entrusting, the tasks that you're delegating or automating to others. And envisioning, the thinking, the planning, the strategizing for the future of your business. All right, let's take a minute or two here to dive into each of these a little bit further. Now, I know the first one, executing, is what most of us know best, right? And it's where most of us spend our time. These are the day-to-day tasks that make the business run. Client work, answering emails, paying bills, attending meetings. You know, the doing part of your job. Feels productive, right? Sure does, because you get to check things off your to-do list, and at the end of the day, you feel like you've accomplished something. But here's the trap. If we spend all of our time in this category, we're never going to grow. We are simply maintaining. And that's not a recipe for long-term success. If we spend all of our time in this executing category, we are just maintaining. All right, let's move on to the next one, evaluating. And this is where you pause to make decisions. You're assessing how things are going, determining what's working and what's not, and figuring out what changes need to happen. This is a crucial part of being a business owner because making smart decisions can shape the direction of your business. So think about it this way. Every time you're faced with a choice, whether it's deciding which clients to take on, which tools to invest in, or which projects to prioritize, you're engaging in the evaluating framework stage. A common mistake many of us make is trying to rush through this phase, right? We get overwhelmed by the sheer volume and number of decisions, and we just want to get to the next task. We just want to move on from this and get to the next thing we can check off our list. But slowing down and giving yourself time to properly evaluate situations can make the world of difference. Alrighty, the third E in the E framework is entrusting. And for many of us, this is probably the hardest E we have to do. And this is about delegating. It's about giving tasks to others and trusting them to execute. And for most small business owners, this is difficult. We have a lot of beliefs that no one can do it better than us. We think we don't have enough money to pay someone. This is our pride and joy, and we can't hand it over, etc., etc. We've spent so much time and energy building this business that handing off even the smallest piece of work can feel uncomfortable. But here's the truth. You can't grow if you try to do everything yourself. If you're the only person who can do the work, you're limiting your business's potential. You need to build a team that you can rely on, even if that starts small. Maybe it's just one virtual assistant for a few hours, or a freelancer that you bring in to handle a specific project. But entrusting others with parts of your business allows you to focus on those higher level tasks. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, no, Donna, I can't afford to hire someone right now. And believe me, I get it. But delegation doesn't always have to mean hiring full-time employees. There are plenty of ways to delegate that don't require a huge financial commitment. We mentioned a couple of them already, like hiring someone for a few hours a week or just to do a certain project. And think about automating things. You can automate processes using the technology you already have in your business to streamline tasks that happen on a routine basis. The goal of this, whether you're automating or you're outsourcing, the goal is to free up your time for more valuable activities. And that brings us to envisioning, which is the last, but perhaps the most important of the four E's. This is where you think about the future of your business. What's the big picture? What's your 3-year or 5-year plan? How do you want this business to evolve and change? This is the space, my friends, where you dream, you strategize, and you plan. It's not about putting out fires or handling today's tasks. It's about stepping back and thinking, where do I want this to go? And as I mentioned earlier, envisioning takes some serious mental energy. It doesn't come with instant gratification, right? We're so used to this instant gratification world that we live in. That's not envisioning. In fact, when you're envisioning, it can really feel like you're not making any progress because you don't get to cross off a list at the end of the day. But this is the work that will shape the future of your business, and it's what allows you to grow and scale. So when you're envisioning, you're not typing away. You're not constantly in meetings, and you're certainly not ticking off to-dos. You're doing the hardest work of all, and that's thinking. Now, you might laugh at that, but thinking is uncomfortable for many of us. It requires deep focus and concentration, and it can be mentally exhausting. So what do we do? Well, what we do is try and distract ourselves, right? We don't want to go down the thinking road, so we distract ourselves with the busy work, the things that make us feel like we're accomplishing something, the things that tick things off of our list, because that is gratifying. Okay, let me give you a quick example of this. Imagine you're presented with two options. Option one, you can spend the next 15 minutes stacking 50 heavy boxes in a warehouse. Or option two, you can spend the next 15 minutes solving a challenging Sudoku puzzle. Now, stacking the boxes is physically hard, right? But it's pretty straightforward. You pick up the box, you put it where it needs to go. And you can see the progress as you go. And once all the boxes are stacked, oh boy, you feel accomplished. But solving that Sudoku puzzle, on the other hand, it requires some mental effort, some patience, and there is certainly no immediate payoff. You could work on it for 10 minutes and still be stuck. So for most people, the boxes are the most obvious choice because there's a guaranteed result, a tangible outcome, if you will. And this, my friends, is exactly how we treat our businesses. We tend to pick the box stacking tasks, things that feel productive but don't necessarily move the needle. On the other hand, the Sudoku tasks, the ones that involve thinking and planning and strategy, often get pushed to the side because they don't provide that instant gratification that we're so used to. Now, I'll be honest here, I'm guilty of this myself, right? When faced with a choice between diving deep into business strategy or handling a client issue that I can have done in 10 minutes, I've certainly been known to choose the more immediate task. Right? The one that gives me that sense of accomplishment at the end of the day. But the truth is, it's the thinking work that really matters. You are in a position of business leader, and no one else in your business is going to do this envisioning work. And while you might not see results right away, these moments of strategic thinking, those times when you're envisioning the future of your business, that's where the real growth happens. You're not just working in your business, you're working on it. I remember a period of time a few years ago when I really had to remind myself of this. You know, like many of you, I was stuck in the grind, always focused on delivering services, answering emails, and putting out fires. But when I took a step back, my business wasn't growing. It was just being maintained. And it wasn't until I carved out time to think strategically, time to envision where I wanted my business to go, that I started to see real changes. You know that saying, our best ideas come in the shower? How many of that is true, right? You jump in the shower and then you're like, oh, I got a great idea. It's brilliant. How come I didn't think of this before? This is very true. And you know the reason why? Because in those moments, we're not bogged down by tasks and to-dos. We're actually giving our brains and our minds the space to think creatively and to imagine possibilities. So I hope I've convinced you by now that envisioning is work you need to prioritize. Okay, so then the question is, how? Well, it starts by blocking out CEO time on your calendar each and every week. Uninterrupted time for you to just think. No emails, no meetings, no distractions. This is the time to design the future of your business. If you're not spending time envisioning the future of your business, who is? Your right-hand person? Your virtual assistant? your social media manager? Hate to break it to you, but no. No one is doing that except for you. So if you're not, that's a problem. At the end of the day, it's not about getting as many tasks done as possible. It's about building a business that gets things done without you having to be involved in every single part of it. So here's the question I want to leave you with. Are you stacking boxes or solving puzzles? Which one feels more familiar to you? And which one will actually move your business forward? As I said, for me, I still catch myself stacking boxes, but I've learned that stepping back and focusing on the puzzle is what makes all the difference. So I want you to take some action. Go and block out some time for yourself this week. Schedule your CEO Power Hour, 1 hour, non-negotiable, and start working on the hardest but the most rewarding task of all, envisioning your business's future. I know you've got this. Drop in the seat in the CEO Amplify Facebook group and let me know, are you solving puzzles or stacking boxes? All right, I'll catch you all next week. Thanks for listening. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.